Das Chazor sicher nicht, muss man auch ein Chesro schwagen, weil mir Hüde muss sich das Wochen darf, Zadig Beis. Perik Dam Chathas, Perik Achal also. Sogt der Heilige Mischa, bis Yata Dish Maia. If Chathas blood splattered onto a garment, it has to be washed. Even though the Pasuk is written regarding the Chathois that are eaten, the Pasuk says, B'mokim Kodosh Teochel. The same halacha applies to Chathois offered on the inside of the Bechuch are not eaten. This is taught by the Pasuk of Torah Achas, which teaches that there is one rule for all Chathois. Mischa continues, if blood of apostle Chathas splattered onto a garment, it would not need to be washed. This is true whether the Chathas had a period of validity beforehand or not. What's an example of something that had a Shasa Koisher? It would be a carbon that became apostle through Lino or became Tame, or that went out of the Azor. What's an example of something that never had a Shasa Kashrus? It would be a carbon that was shechted with intent to be consumed beyond its allowable time or place, or where a puzzle person did the Kabbalah. If Torah Achas teaches that all Chatois have the same rule, we should say that this rule even applies to the bird Chatois as well. However, a Brisa says that the word Zois teaches that this rule does not apply to a bird Chatois. And for the Gemara, Mishtokish name of Bakapara said, the Pasuk says, Tishochet, which teaches that the pasuk is referring to carbons that are shechted, which excludes birds because they have melika. We should similarly say, B'mokim Kodesh Teyochel teaches that it's only applied to chatois that are eaten. And for Demara, the pasuk says Toiras to include even the inside chatois. If so, it should include Chatas birds as well. And for tomorrow, we have the exclusionary word Zois. Since we have to include one group and exclude one group, it makes sense to include the inside Chatois because they're also animals and they're also Shechted in the north of the Azar. They also have Kabbalah with a Keli and they have their blood applied to the horns on the corners, the kronos of the Mizbech. And they're done with the Kohen's finger on the actual point of the corner and they have their parts burned on the Mizbech. Therefore, it makes more sense to include them. They're so similar in so many ways. Maybe we should include bird Chatois because they're offered outside the Heichel and are eaten like a regular Chatos. Mar says the inside chatos are similar to the regular chatos in more ways. Rabbi Yosef said the pasuk says Yoichleno, he shall eat it, which is exclusionary and teaches that this rule only applies to this type of eaten chatos, not to any other type. Based on this, why do we need the exclusion of zois? And for the Gemara, without zois, we would think that Yoichleno is not exclusionary, but is simply the style of the writing of the pasuk. So Gemara writes, Rabbi said the pasuk says Asher Yizeh, which we darshan to teach that the pasuk is referring to chatos whose blood is sprinkled, which therefore includes an inner chatos but not a bird chatos. Fact, Gemara the Mishnah said that the pasuk is only speaking of chatos which are eaten. So how could Rabbi say it even speaks of the inside? And tomorrow, the Mishnah means that with regard to the halachas of merika and shtifa, which means purging and rinsing, the pasuk only refers to chatois which are eaten. However, with regard to washing, the words asher yizeh refer to all chatois whose blood are sprinkled, and therefore even refers to the inside chatois as well. If so, the main teaching is regarding the inner chatois, and the Mishnah should therefore say that this rule applies to the inner chatois and chatois that are eaten, instead of saying that the rule applies to chatois that are eaten and inside chatois. Mar says, Enechanami, change the Mishnah to be read that way. Fact number, the blood of the bird chatois is also sprinkled and should therefore be included in this rule. Mar says, the pasuk of zois excludes it. Fact number, the word zois should exclude the outside chatois as well. Mar, the word toiras includes them. Since we have to include one group, exclude one group, makes sense to include the outside chatois because they're also animals. They're also shechten in the north of the Azar. They have Kabbalah with the Keli. They have their blood applied to the horn on the corner with the Kohen's finger on the actual point of the corner, and they have parts that are burned on the Mizbeach. Maybe we should rather include bird chatois because their blood is sprinkled. The outside chatois are similar to the inside chatois in many more ways. Oven asked, what's the halacha regarding a bird chatois whose blood was brought into the heichel while it was still on its neck, not having been put into a kli sharis? Do we say that its neck is like a kli sharis and therefore becomes possible when it enters the heichel, or do we say that the neck is like the neck of an animal chatois, and we learned from midama that if the blood of an animal chatois entered the heichel while it was still on the animal's neck, it would not become possible? And for the Gemara, Brisa says that if after the malika the spasms of the bird made it enter the heichel and then go back into the azara, it's kosher. This suggests that if it didn't enter on its own, but it rather was brought in by a kohen, it would be possible, even though the blood is still on its neck. The Gemara says it's not a good proof. The Braisa also discusses kachi kachim that left the north part of the Azara after the Shechita due to its spasms, and says that it would be kosher. Now, in that case, it's clear that it would be kosher even if the kohen brought it there. The reason it speaks in terms of spasms is for a different case of the Braisa, where kachim kalim left the Azara due to spasms. In that case, if the kohen took it out, it would become possible. Similarly, regarding the bird, it may be that even if the Kohen took it there, it would be kosher. Frech, the Gemara, Rabbi Oven asks, what's the halacha if the blood of the bird chatos spilled from the neck onto the Azara floor and was then gathered into a kli sharis? Do we say that normally the blood is not put into a kli sharis because it's not required, but it may be done and therefore this would be valid? Or do we say that the blood becomes possible if put into a kli sharis, and therefore in this case it would become possible? And for tomorrow, Rava said, the Brice that we quoted earlier says that Zois excludes the requirement to wash the blood of a bird chatos from a garment. Now, if the blood becomes possible on a kli sharis, it should become possible as soon as it enters the airspace of the garment, which is the keli. And if it becomes possible, we have learned that there's no requirement of washing for a possible. If so, why is the word zois needed to exclude? It must be that it does not become possible in a keli. Zachmar of Huna, the son of Rabbi Yeshua, said, this is not a good proof. The word zois would still be needed for a case where the garment touched the blood while it was still on the neck. In that case, the blood never became possible. That's why the exclusionary zois would be needed. Fact the Gemara, Levi asked Rabbi, what if the blood of an animal chata splattered onto a garment and then went from that garment onto a second garment? Would that second garment be required to be washed? Do we say that when the blood enters the first garment, it becomes possible for Zrika, and therefore it will not make the second garment be subject to washing? Or do we say that even in the garment, it remains valid for Zrika if it's squeezed out, and therefore it would require that the second garment be washed as well? And for the Gemara, Rebbe said, this is a good question. The answer is that in any case, the second garment would require a washing. If blood in the first garment is still valid for Zrika, the second garment must be washed because the blood is still valid. If it becomes possible in the first garment, I hold that could be a Akiva, who says that if the blood had a period of validity and then became possible, a garment on which such blood splattered would require a washing.